Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first, it's the game where our panelists indulge their dark side and tell untruths. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Royce Connor from Providence, Rhode Island.
Hey, Providence is a great town.
It is fantastic. It's springtime. We're happy. We're not shooting at each other like we sometimes do.
Yeah, I know. Oh, well, that to me is part of the appeal of Providence.
Well, you are in Chicago, aren't you?
That's true. Okay. So it's nostalgic for me.
People in glass houses, you know.
I know. Well, welcome to the show, Royce.
Thank you.
You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Royce's topic?
Oops.
We've all done it. We've made a mistake, a slip of the tongue, pushed the wrong button, married Britney Spears. It happened. This week we read about a little mistake that had some major consequences. Our panelists will tell you three oops-inducing stories, only one of which is true. Pick that true story, you will win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
I'm excited.
First up, let's hear from Paula Poundstone.
While a team of undersea explorers on the Swedish nature program Here Fishy Fishy scoured the depths of the ocean floor, Eric Untag let out an underwater whoop and a thumbs up to his cameraman Lars Pitzer when weeks of painstaking search paid off in locating a 3-inch-long, practically translucent stushy fish, long thought to have been extinct. His whoop was quickly followed by a whoops when the explorer and professional nature photographer exuberantly chest-butted and inadvertently stepped on the stushy fish. A fascinating species that likely is now extinct. It was practically translucent, defended Untag.
The stushy fish, once feared to be extinct, now known to be extinct due to some exuberance. Your next story of a misstep comes from Luke Burbank.
Dateline Juneau, Alaska, and you'd think a place known for its untamable hairy beasts, as well as its grizzly bears, would maybe lag behind a little in the whole computer sciences department. You'd think that, and in fact, you'd be totally right. While doing routine maintenance work recently, a computer technician at the Alaska Department of Revenue accidentally erased a disk drive containing an oil revenue account worth $38 billion. Yes, $38 billion that they apparently give people just for living in Alaska, which tells you how awesome it probably is there. Anyway, this guy quickly notified his bosses. They checked the backup disk, which was also erased, and the backup tapes, which had been eaten by wolves. Actually, not really, but they were unreadable. Anyway, after spending like $200,000 in overtime and computer consultants, they did manage to re-enter all the information. Said Bill Corbis, the guy in charge of things at the time, everybody felt very bad about it, and we all learned a lesson. Apparently the lesson being, maybe don't hire your entire IT staff from the DeVry Technical Institute at the Anchorage Mall. Peter?
Thank you, Luke. A $38 billion computer error in Alaska. Your last story of a wrong move comes from Mo Rocca.
When actress Morgan Fairchild, star of the 80s series Paper Dolls, landed at Providence, Rhode Island's airport, the cab ride to her hotel was supposed to be simple. But a single wrong turn landed her in the middle of a raging gun battle between the city's fiercest Portuguese street gangs. Violence between the infamous Joaos and Joaquins claims up to 300 lives a month. But Fairchild wasn't about to not be involved. A former Olympic skeet shooter, she brandished her shotgun and stepped right into the fray. Addressing the combatants in fluent Portuguese, as most fans know, Fairchild was raised on a sangria vineyard outside Lisbon. She managed to bring both sides to the table and, drawing on her PhD in conflict resolution from Johns Hopkins, Dr. Fairchild negotiated a settlement. Since then, the crime rate in Providence has dropped 70%. Said George Jones, leader of the Joaquins, quote, "We don't need a judge, we don't need a jury, we just needed Senora Fairchild." And what a funny coincidence that you're from Providence.
Yeah, funny how that works out for me.
Isn't it, though? Let me review your choices. From Paula Poundstone, an underwater scientific expedition goes awry when the animal they're looking for is the animal they kill. From Luke Burbank, a computer technician who pushes the wrong button and erases $38 billion in state funds. And from Mo Rocca, a remarkable story that took place under your very nose in your hometown of Providence, Rhode Island, involving Morgan Fairchild and Portuguese street gangs. Yes. Which of these do you think is the real story in the week's news?
I'm pretty sure it is not the one about Morgan Fairchild.
You've blocked it out. It's too horrible to countenance in your own city.
All right, so you're going to pass on Moses.
I think I might.
All right, so which one are you going to pick?
I say leave it open.
You always make this so hard. I think I'm going to put my money on state employees destroying the lives of the citizens.
All right.
So I'm going for...
Always a good bet.
Put that way, it sounds fairly credible. All right.
So Luke's story, B.
You're going to pick Luke's story very well of the Alaska computer technician destroying $38 billion worth of records. All right. Well, to bring you the real story, we spoke to someone familiar with the truth.
You tend to keep your finger on the key in the theory that if it really isn't real until you take your finger off the key, and when you think about it for a while, and then you realize that that's foolish and it's already over.
That was writer, broadcaster, and computer expert Robert Cringely, which is a good name for a computer expert. Talking about the moment in which the Alaska Permanent Fund was denuded of its not-so-permanent funds. Congratulations, you got it right, Royce. Well done.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You've earned a point for Luke. You've won our prize. Carol Castle will report the reading on your home answering machine.
It's really fantastic. Thanks so much.
Oh, thank you, Royce. Thanks for calling and playing.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.